with SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. officials say the United States will send Ukraine another Patriot missile system. It answers Kyiv's desperate calls for more air defenses as it battles against a Russian assault on the northeastern Kharkiv region. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres calling on all parties involved in the war in Gaza to reach a ceasefire deal. Deputy spokesman Farhan Haq says Guterres has addressed a high-level meeting on Gaza earlier in the day Tuesday while in Jordan.
He highlighted the dire humanitarian conditions in Gaza and said that at least half of all humanitarian aid missions are denied access, impeded, or canceled due to operational or security reasons. He told leaders attending the conference that it is high time for a ceasefire, along with the unconditional release of the hostages.
Also at srnnews.com, research teams finding high levels of a dangerous chemical in southeast Louisiana.
The chemical is used as a basis for antifreeze and polyester and for sterilizing medical equipment. Researchers from Johns Hopkins University drove two vans using different but updated measuring equipment multiple times over the course of a month. Levels of ethylene oxide on average were 2 to 10 times higher than what the EPA considers acceptable in terms of increased cancer risk. The research was published in the Journal of Environmental Science and Technology. I'm Julie Walker.
Across America, thieves targeting electric vehicle charging stations intent on stealing the cables which contain copper wiring. Price of copper is near a record high on global markets, which means criminals stand to collect rising sums of cash. This is SRN News. A Texas doctor is being sued by the government.
Dr. Ethan Haim is a surgeon at Children's Hospital in Houston, and he told journalist Christopher Rufo about that facility's practice of carrying out sex change operations on children. Now he's been indicted by the Justice Department for allegedly violating parts of the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. The hospital claims to have stopped performing the operations in 2022, but Dr. Haim says they continue secretly. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers approving legislation that would rename a New York City subway station in honor of gay activists who rioted at a homosexual club in 1969. That bill would change the name of the Sheridan Square stop in Greenwich Village to the, quote, Stonewall National Monument Station. This is SRN News. There's just no question about it. Elephants are intelligent, very intelligent. And a new study indicating now that African elephants have their own names and they can actually communicate with one another.
Elephants speak in low rumbles, and newly published research suggests they call each other and respond to unique names. This audio, captured by study author Michael Pardo, is of an elephant researchers call Margaret, hearing a recorded call containing her name and calling back immediately. Colorado State's George Wittemeyer, a study co-author, says elephants will often respond en masse to a call from the matriarch.
And then other times she gives seemingly a very similar call.
But
nobody will react to that call except for a single elephant.
I'm Ben Thomas.
More details at srnnews.com.